CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. We begin with small business and the recovery. COVID-19 restrictions in some fashion. Is it a trend, Gene? Where's it going?
Well, you know, a new survey just came out by Cabbage, a small business lender, and that's now owned by American Express. And they surveyed, I don't know how many small businesses around the country, and found that about a third of them have voluntarily reinstated pandemic restrictions during this latest, you know, Delta surge. Now, remember, there's millions of small businesses right now that are being forced to have pandemic restrictions. They're like in Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles. People cannot go into stores and restaurants unless they're wearing masks, or they can, if they're not fully vaccinated, they have to wear a mask. There is a whole trend of businesses, restaurants in particular, that are even taking up to even another level. And they're doing it, to make sure that their workplaces are safe. I also think, John, that a lot of this is a little bit of theater. I went just this morning, John, with my mother to pick up her dog, who had to spend the night overnight at a veterinary hospital, and the dog's doing fine. But you know, you still have to pull up outside, John. You still have to call them. They said that even when you greet the vet tech outside with your dog, you still have to be wearing a mask on your face outside. You know, like every business is sort of making up their own rules. And what this vet hospital, it's a small business. What they're trying to do is they're saying, we are the safest possible place. You know, even though a lot of this stuff, it's questionable whether or not it's even helping, it looks really good visually. And that, you know, customers like that. They feel safer that way. So many small businesses, I think, are erring on the side of caution. They're making it a point to say, we're going above and beyond. We're requiring our employees to wear masks. We're doing just because they want their customers to feel as safe as possible when they're pulling out their wallets and swiping their credit cards, which is exactly what my mother did to the tune of $3,500 for her dog's care, John. That's a business you and I need to get into.
Hometown needs attention. The flooding that hit with Hurricane Ida. This is in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Gene, what are you recommending?
So, you know, if you've been affected by Hurricane Ida, but I also want to say if you've been affected by any disaster, and if you ever are, I hope not, but in the future, just please remember that most of the aid that's going to states in this situation is either coming from two places, either FEMA, but more likely the Small Business Administration. FEMA does have grants. The Federal Emergency Management Association, it does have, administration has grants that it gives out to small businesses and consumers to help them see their way through, you know, serious disasters. So some small businesses in the Philly area and up along the East Coast have been taking advantage of them. The main place you always need to make sure you go, if your business has flooding, an earthquake, you know, whatever the case, go to the Small Business Administration's website, SBA.gov. You and I have talked about economic injury disaster loans for this past year and a half because there's a special program for COVID. But those loans have been around forever. The SBA will loan you money at fixed rates, very reasonable rates for a long period of time to help see you through whatever recovery you need to be made. So in Philly, where there was a lot of flooding going on, the states administer that, and they're telling all of our businesses, go to the SBA's website, and that's what a lot of businesses have been doing.
You attend to the purchase by Intuit of MailChimp. I use MailChimp, mm-hmm. but I don't use it. MailChimp is extremely attractive, but what is to be done with it? What does the Intuit purchase mean?
So Intuit makes QuickBooks, and if you're listening to this and you run a small business, I'm betting that you probably run QuickBooks in your business as well. You might be using MailChimp or Constant Contact or any of the other ones that are out there, these email software to send out newsletters. And I'm telling you, this acquisition that Intuit made of MailChimp is going to change how you're sending newsletters. And here's the reason why. When we send out emails now using these services, we create lists and we send out, you know, maybe once a month or once a quarter information about our business or educational stuff, and that's all well and good. But now Intuit, my prediction, is going to marry their email marketing service with your accounting data so that you can dig into your history and say, hey, I want to send an email to all customers with, you know, green eyes and blue hair who bought this product and might be interested in this accessory, or all those those customers that we provided this kind of service and we billed them for it. And then they might be wanting an extra type of service as well. So what Intuit's plan of doing, which is powerful, is to take away the newsletter and to use these email services to dig in and take advantage, leverage your accounting data so that you can then send out pertinent emails to people to help them purchase other products or services from your company. And I think it will have an enormous impact on small businesses in the next few years.
Your wonderful column in The Guardian introduces me to a new word. What is smishing?
Smishing is a combination of SMS texting and phishing. P-H-I-S-H. So, John, you probably received emails in the past saying, hey, your computer might be infected. Click on this link to get help, right? Or, you need to confirm this information with us at Wells Fargo, except it's not really Wells Fargo. These are phishing emails. And you get the emails and inadvertently you click on them and it takes you to a malicious site, downloads malicious software, and then you're in trouble. The new trend is smishing. So instead of getting an email, now you're getting a text message, an SMS text message, smishing, right? Now they're trying to entice people through text messaging to click on links as well or reply to a message. And just by doing it, it downloads nefarious software onto your cell phone, your smartphone, which makes its way into your corporate network and screws everything up. So be very, very careful of smishing. It is the new trend.
So if it looks too good or too bad to believe, don't believe it. We finally turn to the holidays. I've worried about this, Gene, because of the container ships, because of the recovery. Is Christmas in trouble?
It is. I mean, already there are reports around the country of Christmas supplies like trees and stockings and decorations. Already those prices are going to be going up. There's two things we all need to be worried about. If you're a small business owner.
30 seconds, Gene. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
If you're a small business owner, you are worried about getting supplies into your store so you can sell them. If the supplies come in and you're a consumer, you better be worried because you're going to be paying a lot more this holiday season because prices are going up. Those 160 ships that are stuck off of California, that's the problem. They're trying to deliver Christmas goods and they ain't going to make it in time.
Santa Claus has inflation. Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper and the Philadelphia Inquirer. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.